armed confrontation broke out early on Friday. Palestinian factions have called for a day of rage. And for context, at least 117 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank since the beginning of the year. Nida Ibrahim is live from Ramallah. Nida, what's happening at the moment in Jenin?
The Israeli forces have withdrawn from the Jenin refugee camp and the surrounding area after they raided the camp and its outskirts in the early hours of the morning, leading to clashes between Palestinian armed men and the Israeli forces. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, one Palestinian was killed. Locals identified him as a leader and as an armed fighter with Al-Quds Brigades. They are the armed group of the Islamic Jihad Palestinian faction. Six other people were wounded, including a doctor whose injury has been described as very critical. And two of those who were injured were medics. And we've seen videos of the Israeli forces shooting at the paramedics and the ambulances that were trying to evacuate those who were killed. Now, in general, Jenin has been the center of tension for the past few weeks and months because it has armed people who say that Israel only understands the language of force. They compare that to the weak statements that they say is from the Palestinian Authority. We've just heard from the spokesperson of the Palestinian presidency, Nabil Aburdene, saying that the Israeli occupation has passed all red lines and that they will not allow it to continue. But for these young men who are taking up arms, they believe that the Palestinian Authority is not doing much, and they think that what's going to hurt Israel is for them to take up arms and fight the Israeli occupation.
Nida Ibrahim reporting there from Ramallah. Thank you very much.